Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older, registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And in the November 2020 general election, for whom do you vote? For President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
What is your age?
39.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Yeah, I'm white, non-Hispanic.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
10 being the most, I will vote 100%,
Yes.
right? 10.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Right.
Reducing crime and violence.
0.
Working to end the war in Gaza.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
10. Bad cops accountable?
Yes.
Got
banning,
it.
Banning TikTok.
0.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Creating more affordable housing.
8.
Making college more affordable.
8.
Protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
Like 7?
Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
You answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'll always vote.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings.
Sorry.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Warning.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
20.
Charlemagne the God.
What? No comment. I don't know who that is.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
Seventy.
Joe Biden.
Like 65.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Cory Booker.
Like 65.
Cornel West.
Pardon me?
Cornel West.
I've heard that name, but I don't have any feelings. Out of context. I don't recognize it.
YouTube.
Yeah. 30.
TikTok.
Yeah, I like the same. 30.
Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I would vote for Democrat Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
He's the best out of all of the options.
Changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI?
Some.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
More of a threat? Can I say neutral? I don't. Is neutral an option or do I choose one or the other?
You can choose one or the other one or neutral.
I don't know. More of a threat, I guess.
Which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they regularly are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
They should have more regulation.
And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? China, foreign tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, Russia, the U.S. government, North Korea, or big U.S. tech companies?
Russia.
Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram.
Daily.
Facebook?
Like once a week.
TikTok?
Never.
YouTube?
Maybe a couple times a week.
X, formerly known as Twitter?
Never.
Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
I agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I disagree.
Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
Agree.
TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Agree.
And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
I have heard about that, yes.
Next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't device from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I guess I support it.
And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
It has no effect on my whether or not I vote for them.
And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
Probably they think they're protecting us from China. From the Chinese government.
Okay. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of our news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Talk or news radio?
Yes.
YouTube?
No.
Local TV news?
No.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, Flipboard?
No.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
No.
National Evening Network TV news, such as ABC, CBS, or NBS, NBC?
No.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
Print newspapers or magazines?
And they don't read the print ones. I access them online.
Music and entertainment sites?
Yeah.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Great. Can you remind me what company or news service this is for?
It is for VOIP.
VOIP?
Yes. Visi Dot.
Like.
It is Visi Dial, as in V as in Victor, I as in India, C as in Charlie, I as in India, Dial.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.